Okay, Shkoyach to Meridian, the Chevra, and Jeff, and Ralph, and the rest of the Chevra over there for these Shiurim. We're on the bottom of page Reish Nun Gimel. Das mi desecha. We're really, really getting closer to the end of the Sefer. When my father, although so when we would go in the car, we would take like drives to the country or something, so I was always being very annoying. I'd always ask, I remember, are we getting closer? I was always asking, are we getting closer? My father would say, just to relax, I'll tell you when we're there. You don't have to always ask me every minute. We're getting closer. The whole time we're getting closer. When we get there, you'll know. So we're getting closer. What we're learning is that really, on a deeper level, nothing is impossible for a Jew. We're talking about that funny story about my granddaughter, the teacher saying, nothing is impossible. And she said, what do you mean? I do nothing all the time. But what the teacher meant was that that there's truth to that. And the reason that there's truth to that is because there's another part of the table that we don't see on the other side of the wall, that you and I come from another place, another time. This is just our present stopover right here at this time in history. And what we see is very limited. And we don't see the whole picture of who we are. That part of us that is Eino Mida, or Bligvul, that part of us that's Bligvul. It's the big, big people, great people, make more use of that part of themselves that's Bligvul. They make more use of that part. They do whatever they can to get further along and closer to that part of themselves that's without a gvul, that's without a self. So on the bottom of page Reish Nun Gimel, Reish is Sarach L'Kabbalas HaMabat HaNachon Al HaMidus. So all of these Sfarim that Rav Schwartz has been putting out on the Yesodos, this one that we've learned over these past few years is on the Yesod of Afar, all of these Sfarim are about Tikkun HaMidus, working on Midus. And all of us throughout our adult lives, and even going back to yeshiva, we always are concerned with what can we do to improve our midas. And one of the most frustrating and disappointing things is that years go by and we see that for the most part, there haven't been such huge changes. So what Rav Schwartz is explaining is that there are two ways of working on one's midas. One way is the way that we were all taught. And the way that we were all taught is from within that world of the person that I recognize. And that person who is confined and limited to the kaiches that he's familiar with about himself. And to try to tweak some of those things about myself, to try to work on them a little bit. And I read this safer, I read that safer, and there are different aces and so on. That's pretty much the program we've all been on. And sometimes, like somebody was telling me 2 years ago, they found some fantastic safer on Midas, an unbelievable safer on Midas. So I just happened to see him at a chasne after the summer. And I asked him, how's it going? That, you know, that's with the sefer. Yeah, he says, it's a great sefer. I said, no, I don't mean the sefer. I know it's a great sefer. I'm asking you, how are you doing with your anger issues and your laziness and other stuff that we've discussed over the years? How are you doing? So then he like a little bit funny look and he said, no, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. So I said, but you're all excited about the sefer that you got. This is the new program. You never saw such a fantastic sefer. So I thought, I thought you're going to tell me this is welcome. This is the Shalom Aleichem. This is the new Avi, the new Moshe. Here I am, the one that doesn't get angry, the one that gets up for minyan on time, the one that cares about his parents, and you know, the new Avi. Now you tell me the same Moshe, the same Avi. So it's another gewaldige sefer. Okay, Baruch Hashem, the gewaldige svar. You see, what Rav Schwartz explains is that we're coming from a place that's very narrow-minded. When working on Midas, one has to begin with having a different perspective, a proper perspective. Dibarnu b'tchila sheyeshna avaydes hamidas v'yeshna avayda legalus es halamalim en hamida. See, what this boy, Moshe, Avi, whatever, what this boy is working on, and this is what we've always been doing all of our lives, is working on his midas. And he's reading a midas, he's reading the latest good midas book. Just like the kid in class hears the latest good speech about good midas. But what we're never taught, what we've never been taught, is that there's an avoda that's called legalus es alamalam and hamida, to reveal that part of myself that's lamalam and hamida, that transcends measurement, gvulim, that's higher than midas, that we never ever heard a talk about. And until you start to learn certain svarim, and you don't see that in the books. It's not in the books. In the regular curriculum growing up, it's not there. And even though, let's say, in Mesil Sharm, it's all over the place, but that's not how we were taught Mesil Sharm. We weren't taught in that way. Just like the Torah, the Chumash is all about this too. But that's not how we were taught. We were taught to translate the Pasuk and then to find this Deek and that Deek and, Rashi, Ramban, and Sforno says like this, and Ibn Ezra says like that. But not the part of that pasuk that's under the tablecloth, or that's on the other side of the wall. We weren't taught. So our koyches are very, very limited. Like people are always telling me things that they do with Zoom. Like they put up, you know, they could put up sukkim, and they, I don't know, there's somebody else told me something else that, I don't know, they could chat with the other people on the Zoom. There are things you could do on the Zoom. I don't know. This is the height of my Zoom experience right now. Right now. I've never even done it on a computer where I know you can see like a lot of people. I only do it on the phone. And this is the height of my Zooming right now. Now, I don't care, because Zooming is not important to me. As long as I can talk to my friends like this, I'm fine. I don't need to know how to do all the other stuff. And maybe it would be good if I could put up, I guess it would be good if I could put up a pasuk. I suppose it would be good. A lot of people have been working on me for years to learn how to use a computer. I'd be able to, like the young Rabbanim, they're putting out the shir, like they press buttons and they got Maamar Mekaymus coming out. And I don't look up any Maamar Mekaymus. It's only what I remember, which is fading fast. And looking up in Svarim the way that we did, you know, 100, 200, 300 years ago. I don't have any computer sites to look up things, and no Maamar Mekaymus, and I can't prepare a shiur in a nice way the way that all the young Rabbanim are doing, that they press buttons and they got all the Gemaras on the, and everything is nice. And I go to the Fundstab machine and I take the Gemara and I put it down. I have to do it 7 times because I couldn't get the whole thing in. And I'm pressing it down with all my strength so I get that last Rashi. You know what I'm talking about. Try to get that last right of Rashi. And then I got pages of Seamus from here. Moshe Siderbaum spends half his life schlepping my Seamus around the Borough Park in Williamsburg. And because I can't get that last thing into the machine. So I don't know how to use it. If I would know how to use it, I'm not proud of this. I'm not saying it because I'm proud. I'm just saying that I don't know how to use a computer. And a couple of guys have tried to spend some little time. I get impatient after 10 minutes and I don't do it. And it's probably silly, because I could put out Shiurim. It would be much easier if I could just do that and look up instead of spending 3 hours trying to find where did I see that, you know, where did I see that and look, try to find it myself. I could probably just write it in. that sentence or something that I remember, and it would come up on the computer. So I'm only telling you this, Marshall, because Allah has kama v'kama a million billion times more. If you look at yourself having a certain limited version of yourself, that you only have certain apps, you only have certain, I don't know if it's called apps, certain koiches that you have, like if you only look at yourself in that way, so then you could be a good guy, but you're very limited, and it generally there's not any big changes are taking place, because you just are familiar with those particular apps that work for you. Again, I'm not using the right word, but those particular features, I guess, or functions of a computer that you are familiar with. So with ourselves, we're only familiar, each one of us, so much more so. It's not like just opening up a box and taking some looking instructions. You and I just grew up with certain features of ourselves. As someone's already offering to teach me how to use the computer, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, maybe that's why I need a good teacher. One of my Talmidim tried to teach me, and I got messed up, because I was trying to figure out how you get that Shem Shmuel into that space. And he said, you do this and that. I got scared. He didn't explain to me. So I need to try again. Maybe I'll do that. But I would say that's a summer's project. I don't have time during the year. But we grew up with these features of ourselves. And we're very familiar with them. We're not happy with all of them. But these are my features. This is when I look on the menu of Moshe Weinberger, I see on my menu, these are the things I could do. And I see the other things that it's not on my menu. It means I can't do that. And along comes some 15-year-old and says to me, Zadie, you don't have to do that. You could, even when I'm trying to photostat pages, because now I know how to do that, I take a picture and I send to Jeff. Let's say there are pages. So I take a picture and the thing, and I send it on the email. But you know what I do? I was sending each one. I stop and I put that person's name in, and I pop it over to that person. Then I go back to the camera section. I take another picture and I do the whole thing again. I go to that person's name on the contacts. And I send it again. And so my grandson said to me, you could just check all the pages, ding, 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 ding. You could do with 20 pages and just send them once. You don't have to send each time, to look up the person and to send each one. So that was a big issue for me. It was a big issue. And I find it to be pretty easy. I just have to press all the pages and a little check comes up into the circle. And then I could just send it at one time. I found that it works. It's pretty good. So there must be a million things like that in technology that would make my life a lot easier. Again, it's a very poor muscle, but there's a part of us, each one of us, that's lamala min hamida, that we don't believe is on the menu, or we never saw it. No one showed us how to use it. It's just a mystery. So we all go around our whole life saying, "Yeah, I know. There's something inside of me. It's like a neshama. I have this neshama." It's just you say those things, but we act the same way that we always acted. The tachlis of learning Pnimiyus HaTorah is to learn how to use those apps. L'maisa. That's the sefer we're learning now on Erev Shabbos. Tomorrow morning, the Erev Shabbos Chabur, that sefer, the 6 o'clock Hasidus here on Bayam Da'akecha, that whole sefer is on how to use the apps of Hasidus. How to use inside of ourselves, how to use the menu. And to see the menu, and then how to use it. That's what that whole sefer is about. He says, again, Dibarnu b'tchila sheyesh na'avayda samidas v'yesh na'avayda l'galasas alamal v'namidah v'pashtas nitin hoy lohavin she'elu hem shnei sugi avaydas. Pashtas is, these are two types of avayda. These are two separate things. There's avayda im hamidas, and that's like regular yeshiva stuff. Avoidas hamidas, avoid the im hamidas, and that's the sefer that this bocher got, which is a very nice sefer. It's a sefer about avoid the im hamidas, the kid who's still angry after learning the sefer inside out, and lazy after learning the sefer inside out. It's avoid the im hamidas, but then and then there's avoid the legalis es lamal mi hamida. So then when you say that, the avoid to be megala to reveal what's lamala mahamida. Now, if you say that to regular rabbis and regular people, they say, you're talking about Kabbalah, you're talking about something mystical, lamala mahamida. Hashem wants you to work on your midas and to break your midas and to become a better person. Yes, but I've been trying that my whole life. And I'm essentially the same. And I followed all of your instructions. Then you're not following the right way. And you say, yes, I am. I followed everything you told me. And then the rabbi starts to get angry. He says, but I told you that that's not the way to do it. So then you say to the rabbi, could be you got the same problem that I got. You're waiting to be megala something inside of you that's higher than the problem that you have of anger. And through that, to be able to work on the midah of anger. So these are usually these are seen by people as being two different avodas. Avodas hamidas, that's regular meat and potatoes. And then you have this funny, mystical sounding thing that's called legalis is lamala mehamida. To be megala within myself, lamala mehamida. That part of me that's higher than the mida. Reish Nundal, page Reish Nundal.
A person who's trying to work on his midas, like this wonderful boy, who's trying to work on his midas, particularly of anger and of laziness.
But he doesn't know, he doesn't recognize, he doesn't know. That the midas that he has, his midas, are be'etzem l'mal min hamida. That the root of his midas, be'etzem, are l'mal min hamida. Elishim is gala loy rak chelik min hamida. He only sees a chelik of that midah, the chelik of laziness. He was never taught the shurish of laziness. He never learned Nefeshchaim properly, or never learned Tanya properly. He doesn't know what the shurish of laziness is. So he only sees that problem in his life that's gotten him, you know, into trouble, that he's lazy. He only sees a chelik min hamidah, that chelik of the midah. He doesn't know where it comes from. Is it Eish? Is it Maim? Is it Ruach? Is it Ofar? And then going higher in the spheres, where does this come from? What is this? So he's only trying to be metapel. He's only trying to work on the superficial the superficial surface of that midah, and he never really, really gets to the sickness, he never really gets to the bottom of it. And he doesn't get to the bottom of it because the bottom of it, of course, is something which is Kedusha. Everything in a Jew comes from Kedusha. Even the Nefesh Bahamas. So he doesn't ever get to that. So he's all the time trying to put on ointments. That sefer that he's learning is a new sefer that takes the same chazals from the old Musa's form and just moves them around a little bit and gives some more modern examples and speaks in a language that's more relevant to teenagers. It's the same thing, same exact thing, whatever it is, whether it's 1840 or 1940, it's the same thing, just moving around the chazals, putting in a contemporary marshal, how to use this as technology and apps marshal, as opposed to the king and the prince marshal. So, and then voila, there's a new popular best-selling Mido Sefer, but everybody's the same. The same way it didn't work then, it's not working now. With the exception of a few individuals, it doesn't work. The main problem Rav Schwartz is explaining, that's why I put this as at the end of the Sefer, is Bechlal, in the whole Sugi of Midas, the main problem is you only see a Chelik min Hamida. Well, you know, sometimes you go to the doctor said, and you're not, there's something wrong, Chalila, you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, all right, let's take an x-ray. So he's got a machine in the office, and they send you to the next room, and then they come and they take an x-ray. Then he looks over the whole thing, and he says, you know, nothing's showing up on the x-ray.
you're going to need to have an MRI. I don't know what that stands for, but you need to have, I've had them, I don't know what they stand, it stands for. You need to have an MRI. It's an MRI, oh, you do that in the office? You do that? No. You have to go to a special place. You have to make an appointment. And you have to go to this MRI. This is an Eretz Yisrael. This could be 2 weeks. It could be a whole big Eretz Yisrael. Here in America, you know, usually you can do it quicker. You need an MRI. So you say to the doctor, look, didn't the X-ray show you inside? What's inside of me? So the doctor said, it shows inside. But the MRI, it's not the same as an MRI. Look, if you see the inside, then you see the inside. It was enough community. It was an MRI and X-ray. Now, truth be told, I don't know the big difference. I don't know exactly what's the difference, but I don't understand that MRI goes into the lift knife, the lift limb of a person. And the X-ray can't do that. The X-ray doesn't go lift knife, lift limb, I guess. It doesn't do that. So if you're going to a doctor that doesn't believe in MRIs, it's 2020, and you go to a doctor and you feel like you're sick, you feel like you're dying, and the X-ray shows that you're fine. And then you suggest to your doctor, maybe I should get an MRI. And your doctor says, no, I don't believe in that. That's panemius X-rays. I don't believe in panemius. He said, I heard people, MRIs, like everybody uses MRIs. He said, I'm a Nigla person. I only use the X-ray. I don't go to MRI. MRIs. She said, but maybe I need to see. Maybe doctor, you need to see what's going on. Lift knife, lift him, in order to help me feel better. I don't believe in that. Only Hashem knows the deeper secrets of your body. I only go to X-ray. I don't go to MRI. I don't believe in MRIs. But how could you help me if you don't believe that there's something deeper inside of me that's causing this problem? Listen, I'm doing my best. That's not for me. I'm only 38 years old. You're only allowed to study about MRIs when you're 40, not when you're 38. Only when I'll be 40, then I'll ask somebody to teach me the mystery of MRIs. You understand, this doctor is a quack. He's crazy. But we do that all the time with ourselves, something much deeper about who we are and what goes on inside of a Jew. And we trust our souls to doctors who are not taking MRIs. Most of them don't even take X-rays. Forget about MRIs. They're just dancing around a little bit just over here on the surface. MRI? How do you trust your soul with somebody who doesn't know how to read an MRI, doesn't believe in MRIs? He says, when I'll be 40, I'll study the secret of MRIs. I'll go to Sfas and I'll find a teacher, a true teacher who'll teach me the deeper secrets of MRIs. No? But these are conversations I've had a million times over the years with people. I don't believe in MRIs. No MRIs. You'll have to trust me. I like you, I trust you, but there's a whole chachma that doctor, if you would learn that chachma, then you would be able to see inside, lift naiva lift them, and you'd be able to maybe save my life. I feel like I'm dying. So the rabbi tells the kid, sorry, I don't believe in that. I'm not Shlomo Karlebach. It's not my thing. MRIs are not my thing. This goes on all the time. The problem is, the female is more other. Where does the laziness come from? What's lifnai v'lifnim in the lazy person? So people think they have to go out and buy non-Jewish books to find this stuff out. That's what's said. It's all in the Torah. And they're running looking for all these different books. There was a person that was crazy about some English book. I don't want to say the name of the book because it's a Jewish author, and I don't want to say that. But it's a chash of a book. It's a best-selling book on helping oneself and so on. And he wanted me very much to read this book. He's a big fan of this book, and he ordered one for me, and I got this book. He sent it to my house. I got this book. And I looked at it for a little bit one night. I looked at it for like a half hour. And this person is going mishiga with this book. Listen, Chayav, I'm telling you. In the first Sfasemis of this parasha, the first sentence of the Sfasemis has more about a person than that entire book has in it. The first sentence of the Sfasemis. And I'm not a misnagid to Chachmas Ha'olam, Chachmas Umas Ha'olam. I'm not a misnagid to science and to math, and not even to certain aspects of psychology. To certain other parts of psychology, I'm a very big misnagid, but I'm not a misnagid to psychology shebkedusha that provides very helpful tools to helping people. But if you're asking me on chachmas and nefesh, to understand a yid, what a yid, what a Jew is, Nefesh Chaim, Tanya, Michta Melio, Madregas Adam, Chochmas HaNefesh, what's a Zayid? What a Jew is. MRI, Lifnai, Lifnai, V'Lifnim, Lifnai, V'Lifnim. If it's a frum therapist who also learns the Svarim, then they have the best of everything. If he understands how to work things out. So I'm not saying this in any way against therapy. I send people to therapists all the time, and I'm a very, very big supporter of therapy. But the Lifnai V'Lifnim of a Jew is something which is not taught in college or in graduate school. It makes no difference how good the professor is. It's only a chelek. It's only a chelek. So this book that I read that he sent me, it's some good stuff in it, but it's a chelek of the good stuff. It's a chelek. It's some good stuff, but it's a chelek. Gam kshu oived ba'avodas hamidus. So this person, when he's working on his midas, he doesn't know the equipment that he has. He doesn't know the menu of what he could do. He doesn't know that. He's just unfamiliar with it. His menu is according to the book that he read. Whether it's a nice midas book in the Sefer, or whether it's a nice English book on self-improvement and self-help. Who lomakir mahu misasik? He doesn't know with what he's misasik. You know, in biology, we had to take biology in college. It was required. And they gave us it wasn't a chazer, it was some other animal. I don't remember what they gave us. It wasn't a chazer. Because, you know, probably the chazer is more expensive, and I was in a Jewish school, so I think they used a cheaper animal. Maybe a dog or a cat. I don't remember. It was cheaper than a chazer. And from there, you're supposed to learn what the human body, you know, to identify all the different parts of the body and to put pins. This is a liver, this is the kishkas, this is the heart, whatever it is, and to put pins in. But if all your surgeon has ever seen are cats or pigs, and then he's operating on your kid, I think all of us would be very, very worried about that. Because he doesn't recognize what he's Isaac in. There's a difference between a human being and a cat. He doesn't know what he's Isaac in. In Adam Taifes is Amida Kamida Muchletas. If you look at any of your Midas, and the way you understand that Midas is that it's Amida Muchletas, that's all there is. It's Amida Muchletas, is what I see. And what I've experienced in my own life with my Amidas, Hubetsam Lomakiras Amida. Means that be'etzem, you don't know that midah. You don't really know that midah. Vaz k'shu menasa la'avayit es avayit es hamidas. So now that you're trying to work on the midah, harihu nigash ledava shu loy taifes es samkai. You're working on something that you don't really know. You don't really understand. You don't really recognize. You learn some wonderful things, But it's only a chelik, a small part of that midah. It's only a small part of that midah. One of the chevers sent me a gevaldige gevart. It's actually brought down on one of our Rav Schwartz's svar that we learned, but I didn't remember it. And one of the chevers sent me this svar, which I'll just share with you now, but I need to talk about more in a different shia. It really needs an entire shir, a word from the Chaznish, which was just as your site a couple of days ago. The Chaznish, Samar de Gvard. There was somebody who asked the Chaznish, after this person poured his heart out with all the service that he's going through, he asked the Chaznish, he said, Rebbe, you're talking to people all the time with all these sorrows. How do you just all of a sudden switch back to learning and writing svarim? Like you're hearing all day long, you're hearing these tzaras. So the Chazanish's answer to that, again, I'll talk about this more in a different shiur, just mentioning it now. The Chazanish's answer, listen to what the Chazanish said. The Chazanish said, it's true that pain that I'm here, the pain that I'm hearing from other Jews, the pain that they're in, it's true that it reaches a nakuda, he said, a nakuda amuka shebenafshi. It's true that it reaches a very deep nakuda inside of me, the pain that I'm hearing from other Jews, their stories. Aval yesh nakuda amuka yoter. Yesh bi nakuda amuka yoter. But I have a different part of me that's deeper than that. That's the Varshan Chazanish. It's a Merdik Var. The Chazanish said that these stories that I'm hearing from the Jews about their misery, it reaches a Nekuda Amukasha Benafshi, a deep part of me. Of a Yeshbi Nekuda Amukaya Temiz. But I have something inside of me that's deeper than that. And that's where I go to. If I listen to the Tsaros, I go to that part of me that's deeper than the Tsaros. It's deeper than that pain. It's more the Gvar. But what the Chazanish is saying is that he had access to parts of himself that are in that world of the MRI. Most of us can't even get to X-ray level. So you hear something, you hear some sad news or something bad, and it throws you off. You can't do anything the rest of the day. It throws you completely off. And then you go to a tzaddik, and you hear the tzaddik is sitting for 10 hours listening to all kinds of tzaras. And then 5 minutes later, he's feeling a tish. He's singing a niggun. He's happy. He's playing with his grandchildren, whatever it might be. So you might think that tzaddik is someone who is not, that he's not really taking the tzaras seriously. Maybe he's a callous person. He's an unfeeling person. So Chazni said, no, I'm a very, very feeling person. I feel very deeply the pain of other Jews. Aviyeshbi, Nakuda, Amukha Yaisa, but I have a part of me that's deeper than that. That's what he said. That's a conversation for tomorrow night at the Shabbos table. Lachshovaza. To think about what the Chazni is saying. Lidbonenbaza. What Rav Schwartz is explaining here is that you're working on your midas, but you have very limited awareness and knowledge of what the midah is. Ashenigas tadavishu like tayves asaimkai. You don't really grasp the depth of it. Eichu banui, how is the midah built? What does it consist of? Umimela. Your chances of successfully uprooting this midah, the chances are very, very slim. Very slim. Because you don't get to the bottom of it. You're just pulling out like something on the surface because you read in the sefer, do this, do that. It's like every time I have a conversation with some people whose marriages are falling apart, And they tell me they went to some shiur, some class on Shalom Bayis. And the big eitzah that was given at the class was that, you know, to buy your wife flowers for Shabbos. Every time I hear that, I say to myself, if I hear that again, I'm going to shoot myself. But I haven't shot myself yet, Baruch Hashem. And I'm bound to hear that thousands of times more over the coming years. We should all be healthy and well. Halavai, everybody should be happy. They came out of this shiur thinking that, you know, I'm going to buy, if I buy flowers for my wife every week, then that's going to fix up, that's going to fix up the marriage. Or it's going to make a major contribution to the Shalom Bayis. And then they tell the women some other thing, you know, to do for your husband, leave him like little sticky notes with smileys. Whatever they tell the girls stuff. You know, that he opens up during the day, he opens up his lunch and there's a little thing that says, I love you. And there you go. Shalom Bayis 00001. Flowers and stickies. That's all that you really need. It's relatively cheap. Flowers you can probably get for 10 bucks and stickies you can get for a couple of pennies. And your marriage is up and running. I would like to say that this is a big exaggeration, but this, but the conversation I've had with hundreds of more than that over the years is pretty much that's what it's about. Then they throw in a couple of extra things, some old mushel into the mix. Also like 1955, some schmooze. And they throw that mushel into the mix and together with flowers, your wife's going to love you the rest of your life. Boy, this is going to fix everything. You just get your wife flowers. That's what's wrong with your marriage. You don't get her flowers. Because every woman we know appreciates flowers. So you just get her flowers. And by the way, if you want to beat her up and hurt her after Shabbos, you could always use the flower pot as well. It has multi uses, lots of different uses you could have for the flowers. But the main thing is to get her flowers. That'll take care of your marriage. I'm barely simplifying. I would like to say that this is, I'm being terribly cynical, which I am being cynical, but I'm barely simplifying, just a little bit. I'm simplifying it a little bit because I could put in a few chazals and then it would be mamash the Shia. A couple of chazals, a couple of things they read in this, you know, Miriam Adahan's book and this Rabbi Pliskin's book, and to put who are wonderful tzaddik and tzaddikas that are helping people all the time. But to take a sentence from here and a sentence from there, and something you read in one of the self-help books, you heard from Tony Robbins' lecture, and voila, you have a big shear, and you're now on the computer as one of the people who are being invited to the Pesach program to speak. You are now on the public Jewish, on the front public speaking circuit. You took a couple of things from Tony Robbins, who's a very big inspirational speaker. You stole a couple of things from one or two other books. You read something in one of the Jewish books in English, the Jewish Musa books in English. You pulled a couple of things together. Next thing you know, you are speaking in Hawaii on Pesach program, Tavshin Pei. Doesn't look like Aleph's going to work out. Tavshin Pei based. You're now speaking in Hawaii and you have a huge following, and there are 10,000 people who are following you on Facebook because you have said things that nobody else ever said before. You're saying things about bringing flowers to your wife using a flower app. So now everywhere your wife goes throughout the day, she will see your flowers shining in front of her eyes. And that puts you onto the head of the new speaking circuit for Tav Shin Pei Beis. You're being invited to Hawaii to give you a shiur because you also said a chazal. Oh, hey, this is umachavdo yosemigufo. Together with the flowers, you're saving people's marriages. You're saving lives. And that together with a couple of tons of oily food will make for a beautiful Pesach program. If there's a magician and there's somebody that sings and knows how to move his body properly in front of a mic, and you have a beautiful Pesach program right there. So the chances of fixing this midah are very, very slim. Very slim. The chances of fixing the marriage with the flowers, very, very slim. Unless the only problem your wife had is that everything in the marriage is great, she just likes flowers and you haven't been getting from her. Then you could fix it. But if there are other problems besides her lacking flowers, then flowers are not going to do it. Let's continue. When it comes to trying to fix the chitzanias of midas, everybody knows how to do that. Everybody's working on that. I mean, knows how to do it to one extent or the other. People are doing that. They're working on it. Again, like the boy that bought the latest midas book. He's working on it. He's a very sincere, very, very sincere boy. And he heard this is a great Midas book. So he bought the latest Midas book. Mi pachos mi oser. Some are doing better than others. Ani mamen shebeza Hashem kol echad is kadim ashul fachos. And Rav Schwartz is saying that, okay, I'm hoping that these things have, when you're working on the chitzanius of the Midas, the part of the table that you can see, I'm hoping that it's helping you to some degree. It's helping you to make some adjustments in your life. And all of these books have some practical things that could help a person make some adjustments in life. Of course they do. Jewish and non-Jewish. There's a lot of good stuff out there. And they're all helpful. To make some adjustments. And that's why flowers are also good. Please don't come out from this saying that Weinberg is making fun of getting flowers for Shabbos. I'm not. There are improvements. There are things that one can do to improve things. That's for sure good. But I also believe Rav Schwartz says that any of the people who just use the chitzanius of the midas, they're not getting to the point that they wanted to in changing their lives, in changing themselves in a real way. They haven't gotten that because those books are not talking about MRIs. They're talking about not even x-rays. Most of them are not even x-rays. So the person was planning and hoping when he bought this sefer, he was hoping that he's going to be like the next Chavetz Chaim. He's going to be the next Rebbe Eli Lapian. He was hoping that nothing's going to get him upset anymore. He's not going to speak Lashon Hara, not going to want to speak Lashon Hara anymore. He's going to be happy all the time because that's what the sefer is about. One chapter is on Simcha. There's a chapter on Kas. There's a chapter on Aslus. And he figures that, look, this has everything in it. Once I finish the sefer, I'm going to be a happy, calm, generous, motivated person. And he sees that he's not. He sees that he's not. He maybe made some improvements, but for the most part, he's the same person. And then what could be even more frustrating is that he could have like a non-Jewish friend or neighbor who goes to Tony Robbins and listens to, I only mentioned that name because it's the only one that I heard of. And he uses, I mean, of the famous ones, he uses Tony Robbins' method of, you know, of self-improvement, which is like millions of people use Tony Robbins. And your next door neighbor, he's like doing better with his cast than you are. And you're having a problem. I'm a Jew. I believe that I have a neshama. And I subscribe to all the latest stuff on Midas, all the new stuff on Midas, all the books on Midas I subscribe to. And my neighbor just went to 5 seminars of Tony Robbins and his marriage and his happiness. He seems to be doing better than me. How could that be? I read the book Gateway to Happiness 5 times. How could it be that this guy goes to Tony Robbins and he's doing better than me? How could that be? Eich magiyim lepritzas derech b'avaydas amidas. Obviously, our way of learning about Midas and our Avaydas Amidas is limited. It's limited according to what we've been taught and according to what we've seen. It's limited to the X-ray. It's limited. And again, I repeat, I don't mean anything disparaging at all about any of the books, Jewish or secular. As I said, they're all trying to give advice and to help, and they're all contributing to making people's lives better. And I don't mean anything disparaging about them, but they're limited. So how do you get to the MRI in the world of Midas? How do you get to the MRI? How do you break through? And Avodas Amidos, how do you break through? Pritzas Derech. How do you break through? To finally get to someplace inside of yourself where your life is where it's different. Mama's different. Nad Gishuv Boyfim Barur. Rav Schwartz is also very nervous about what I'm nervous about, that people are going to take this negatively. So he repeats, Labanu Lishlal Savoda Maisis. I'm not coming to criticize the basic X-ray type of practical work. I'm not criticizing that or to say that you shouldn't do it. Hakovis Famuchosh is something that's consistent and that's practical. Ain Derech Ladaligalev. And the truth is, you need to do it. Everybody needs to do those things. You need to study those things as well to get practical tips. But again, the flowers are often very good. But a person has to know that every avoida has shtei ponim. The salik is a chayshach, removing the darkness, ulgalis es ha'or, and revealing the light. Sumeira va'asei toiv. Listen carefully. I mean, this whole parak, this addendum to the sefer, is really, really of tremendous, tremendous yisodiyut. It's very basic, very important. Eich mesalkim sachaysh. How do you get rid of darkness? Eich mesalkim sachaysh. Yesh no pizgam ha'imer. There's a very well-known saying, Ma'at min ha'or, deicha habi min ha'cheshach, based upon a pasuk in Kehelet, a little bit of light can be deicha, can push away a lot of darkness, right? You come into a pitch dark room, you put on a little bulb, or you put your phone on in a dark room, and you can at least make your way around. K'sheborim l'salgas ha'cheshach, when you're trying to get rid of darkness, I'm asking a favor, whoever's on the Zoom, do me a personal favor. Unless you have to, please don't wear a mask when you're on Zoom. It makes me crazy also. No masks on Zoom. It's hard enough in person. When you're coming to drive away darkness, so when you want to get rid of the darkness, you're trying two things. You're trying to push away the darkness, and you're trying to increase light. There should be more light. So by my turning on a flashlight, by bringing more light into the dark room, I'm pushing away some darkness. So I have more light and less darkness. Say that. Ad achshav dibarnu amid chiyuvis, kimid de sahava. Until now, we've been talking about a positive trait, such as ahava, love. That's what we were talking about 2 weeks ago, a little bit last week, ahava. Let's say you're coming, so okay, ahava is light, yeah? Ahava is light, something beautiful, something that's shining, fine. Let's say you want to work on a negative midah. Kedugma is the hardest one, is midas ha-gaiva. Gaiva is the obvious of all bid midas. This is gaiva. Conceit. So let's say you want to work on this midah of conceit, gaiva, which is yisod ha-esh. She sherish kol ha-midas ha-shlili is kulan, ech yasasais, which lies at the bottom of all negative midas, gaiva, which comes from the yisod ha-esh. How do you do this? How do you repair the problem of gaiva, conceit? Arrogance, haughtiness, the worst. It's the worst of all the negative meanings. How do you do that? So now here, Chevra, here's what you and I, if you went to yeshiva, here's what we pretty much got. Just the next couple of words, pretty much what we got. The method of curing gaiva. Here it comes. It's not going to be a surprise. Ha'avoda chitzonis. the external avaida of how to cure gaiva. Here it is, three words. Yashpil es atzmai. Which means, of course, you think you're high and mighty. That's what you're about gaiva. The cure of gaiva is lower yourself. Okay, that's the flowers for Shabbos. For all of you Balei Gaiva out there in the world, flowers was for, I helped you last week with flowers for your marriage. Now I'm going to save you from the sickness of Gaiva. The answer to Gaiva is recognize that you are Be'etzem, a disgusting, loathsome, worthless worm. And by the way, it says that in Chazal, and here are the Ma'ar Mekaymas. Have a good Shabbos. That's it. Here are the Ma'ar Mekaymas. Rima v'Seleya. Here they are. Yashvil Asatzmai. Just lower yourself. Lower yourself. There you go. What else could I help you with? That takes care of Gaiva. Anything else that I could help you with? Now that you've cured your Gaiva, Yashvil Asatzmai. Now, those three words, Yashvil Asatzmai, you look at certain Sfarim, that goes on for 300 pages. And by the shmuzen from that teacher, from that rabbi, that can go on for three years. You could be subjected to that. Yashpil es atzmai. With chazals and with marals, if they're already a little bit more advanced, and with a couple of things from, you know, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and something nice from the Alei Sora to put together. But the basic message that the guys got from this is, if I'm going to heal Gaiva, the answer is Yashpil es atzmai. And I can't argue with that because there are a lot of holy rabbis that say that. How do you argue with it? Yakesh akola karchas enemimenu. You have to know, who do you think you are? You have nothing comes from you. You're a nobody. Kola karchas enemimenu. Kola karchas enemimenu. You make yourself into Baal Gaiva? Who do you think you are? Because you make a nice living? That doesn't come from you. Because you went to shul? That doesn't come from you. God help. Because you have a family? That's only God gave you. You're nothing on your own. You're absolutely nothing on your own. And that is the classic Gaiva program, the anti-Gaiva program. Depending upon the instructor, it can become very much more sophisticated and interesting with lots of stories and Sipurei Tzadikim and Atzei Chazals and Marals, and it becomes much more interesting. But that's basically the seminary, not the seminary, the seminar on Gaiva. And you could hit the speaking circuit to teach Jews how to overcome Gaiva. And it makes you feel very good about yourself, by the way, if you're part of that. Aval b'magbil l'kach, kaim sherish pnimi. Na avoda al midas agai. That, of course, is the chitzonius of the midah of gaiva, how it surfaces. That's not the pnimius. Today I had a situation that I'm involved in with a girl, a high school girl, who has razors in her pocketbook and is cutting herself. You must have heard about things like this, right? This girl is cutting herself. And it was discovered, and now there's an issue. So the eitzah, of course, here is how to get rid of the razors. Can you imagine if you go to a therapist and you pay the therapist $250 for 45 minutes and the therapist came up with the eitzah, you got to try to get rid of the razors. You have to then, you say, well, I mean, how do I get rid of razors? She can go to a store and buy other razors. Well, then take away her credit card. Well, she could borrow some cash from her friend, Chayasara, and she'll buy razors. Well, try to cut off her relationship with Chayasara. I mean, That's therapy. That's helping a person. No, of course, the question is, why is this sweet high school girl cutting herself? Why is it that she wants to feel pain? Why does she want to feel pain? Why? Why would a person do that to herself? What's the tachlis of that? Where does that come from? Where does that come from? You need an MRI. Because I could take away all the razors and credit cards, and I could stop her from being friends with Chaya Sara. She'll get a razor someplace else. Or God forbid, she'll just jump off a building and do it all in one shot instead of slowly. But oftentimes, we serve up really not much more than that in trying to help ourselves, our kids, our students. Not much more than that. Not much more. Of course, the teretz is Pnimius Avod. Pnimius Avod requires knowing, why is this person arrogant? Where does the gaiva come from? Now, you and I all know that gaiva usually does not come from strong self-esteem. Gaiva dafka comes from what? Low self-esteem. So you're telling this person, lower yourself. And this person is saying, trust me, buddy, I'm the lowest person in the world. There's no one knows that better than me. But then you'll say, but then why are you a balgaiva if you're talking to the lowest person? Akasha. Why am I a balgaiva if I feel that I'm the lowest person in the world? Because I'm trying to cover up how bad I feel about myself by acting like a clown and a class comedian and a big balgaiva, because that's how broken I am, like most class clowns. So the eitzah to this person, you're a balgaiva, you have to lower your gaiva and remember that you're nothing. That person thinks about being a nothing all the time. That's not the problem. That's not why he's a balgaiva. The problem is he doesn't think of himself as anything. That's why he's a balgaiva. That's where gaiva comes from. He doesn't think of himself as anything. And you're giving him a shiur on how he has to make himself lower and lower. He doesn't think of himself as being worth a dime. That's why he goes around making himself trying to get attention. Because he thinks of himself as being worthless. And the eitzah you're giving him from this book, or this sefer, is, who do you think you are? You're nothing. You're worthless. And they were wondering why there's so much cutting going on. Why there's so much cutting. Why there's so much depression and anxiety. Hashem Yirachem. You have to go to the MRI. Where does that come from? Where does it come from in Kedusha? And to be metapple at it, at the source of what it is, at the root of what it is, in a deep way. That's what Yiddishkeit is offering us. But it's not Yiddishkeit 00001. It's not Yiddishkeit 001. So I hope that all of us will be able to continue on our journey to that world of the MRI and to be able to see ourselves and our loved ones and all Jews being a place of where the simcha is so deep that we all have that point of the chazanish that we could find inside of ourselves. So no matter what's hurting me, there's something deeper inside of me that's not hurting, that's happy, that's alive. We should be able to find that. If I don't see you before Shabbos, Shabbos.